First off, it is important to understand you are here to become stable as someone new. The journey you are beginning is not about forcing reality to change. It is about changing the relationship between who you are within and what eventually appears around you. Most of us spend years trying to change circumstances of life while remaining the same person internally. As Dr. Joe Dispenza says, all your problems exist in the old personality, the old identity. You literally have to become someone new. In this journey, first the identity slash personality shifts, then the experience begins to reflect that change. This is why your journey begins with understanding rather than action. You have already released old agreements and accepted new agreements. You have chosen an identity. Now it is time to understand the path ahead. Let's talk about where you are today. Your current circumstances are not your future. They are simply a reflection of previous assumptions, beliefs, reactions, and patterns within the old identity. You are not here to fight your current reality. You are here to create a new one. So, where are you going? The identity you selected represents the direction of your journey. It is not a wish nor a fantasy. It is a decision. From this point forward, your work is to become increasingly familiar with the thoughts, emotions, expectations, and behaviors that belong to that new identity. The more familiar it becomes, the more natural it becomes, the more stable it becomes. So, what should you expect? As you begin this process, you may notice periods of doubt. You may notice old thoughts returning. You may experience emotional fluctuations. You may see circumstances that appear to contradict the path you have chosen. This is normal and part of the process for everyone. This does not mean you are failing. It does not mean you've selected the wrong identity. It does not mean you need to start over. It simply means that old momentum is still unwinding while new momentum is being established. This is expected and therefore won't derail you. This is why stabilization exists. So, what's your responsibility? Your responsibility is not to force results. Your responsibility is not to control every thought. Your responsibility is not to convince the world of your new identity. Your responsibility is simple. Return to your agreements. Return to your chosen identity. Return to your anchor of the universal ledgers. Continue forward. And you do this again and again. You will continue to cross that river every day. The more consistently you return, the more stable the new identity becomes. The more stable the identity becomes, the more naturally your reality begins to reflect it. And that is how it manifests. Now you have completed the foundation. You understand the path. You understand the destination. Now the real work begins. The next phase of your journey is stabilization. This is where your new identity stops being an idea and begins becoming your default way of being. You are here and it is done. Your new life begins to unfold now.